Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Mitchell, and I'm coming to you from the home base, from the studio, from the lab, from whatever you want to call it. I wanted to cut this on and just talk from the studio. I have the selfie light on, just trying to see what it looks like. I was thinking about life today on my 4.5 minute walk, my 4.5 mile walk every day before work, but how important it is for me to have this walk, and not just physically. I mean, not just physically, there's definitely a psychological and mental exercise that almost like a meditation that I go through every day. I was thinking that most of the day, you know, the TV's off, no music. Most of my time, I spend in quiet. Either I'm talking on the phone, working with customers, or I'm talking to the camera like I'm doing now, or I'm walking, thinking, or just, you know, the TV's on maybe 2-3 hours a day when I sit down and actually watch it. It's never just on. The TV is never just on in the background. And when it is, it's not really loud. And I don't listen to music that much more. I listen to podcasts at night when I go to sleep. And only certain ones, like a low, the low energy kind, where, you know, where it's mostly talk. I like lectures in history. I like afterwards, the C-SPAN stuff. The NPR stuff is a little too for me. You know, that's a little too soft and docile. But so that the walk I was realizing today, that walk I go through, like an hour and a half, hour 40 minutes every day, 4.5 miles. It's probably a lot more important than I think, than I realize. And it's just clear my head. To wake up, to get it going, you know, just to wake up to life again. My life pretty much is easy. I mean, that's the bottom line. My life is easy. I mean, compared to some things I see people going through, compared to, you know, all the stuff that's out there in the world, my life is easy and I know it. You know, I make good money. I'm comfortable. In fact, I'm probably too comfortable if you really want to, you know, tell the truth about it. In ways I'm too comfortable. And I know it. I mean, I got nothing to complain about. I mean, if there's anything, the only thing I got to complain about is the fact that I got nothing to complain about. And that's not a bad thing at all. That's not a bad thing at all. I guess I should turn and then hit the camera like that. Is that better if I do it like that? If I turn and then do the camera, because if I do it like this, it goes a little too slow, huh? Then I come back to the middle. See, I definitely caught that one. Yeah, that one definitely was a little too slow. So if I go like that, maybe if I turn like that and then I come back this way. Yeah, see, that's still a little bit delayed, but, you know, what can you do? Just testing, you know, I like playing with my stuff. You know, I do. I like playing with it. Yeah, I just had a great start work. I mean, I'm going to work 4 days. I'll be off for two. I work Sunday, which may not be the hardest day of the week to work. Things are just good and easy. Really good. And I don't want to, you know, sound like I'm bragging about being so complacent and having it so easy. This is more of a, not warning, but more just putting it out there just in case there's other people going through what I'm going through. You know, there might be some other people going through saying, yeah, that's just it. You know, same thing here. It's just so, you know, I remember, you know, back in 2008 when I wasn't working, waking up every morning with a drive. I need a job. For like months, you know, you're like, oh, you're just on this edge for months. And you feel like you're never going to come out of it. Not only do you feel like you're never going to come out of it, you to live off that energy. That energy becomes a big part of you. So if you expect that energy, you get used to it. So you wake up in the morning. See, that was really late. See, that changes fast. So if I, maybe I should just slow the transition down. What if I do that? Let me try to slow the pause. Oh my God, I was testing transitions. I'm on pause. I think I got it down now. Watch this, watch this. Is that close? Was that close? Was that close? No, I'm gonna swing back to the other camera. Oh, see, I got it on transition. I think I did it. I think that might be it. Now watch. I'm gonna go this way. How's that look? God, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna come back to the front one. Oh, da 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 da. My name is Jeffrey White. I look down at the pad. I'm trying not to look down at the number pad. See, I'm holding this in my hand. And this is how I switch cameras. See, watch. If I hit this number one, goes to that camera for number two, three, four. That's six. That's this camera here. That's six. Here's four. I know four is over here. Five is up there. Then when I switch back to two, see, I want to be facing this way. And I want to go. See, like, that's what I want to do. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, my life. I mean, what can I complain? I mean, I got nothing to complain about. I got nothing to complain about. I got nothing to bitch about. And being human, maybe we need that. Maybe we need something, you know, to keep our... And I don't know why I keep thinking testosterone. Because I watched that doggone commercial, and I think my testosterone is low. And it might just because I'm bored. You know, maybe my testosterone ain't low, and I'm just bored. It's easy to blame it on something, especially after you see the commercial. The commercial just lays it out for you. I mean, who needs WebMD when you can actually go ahead and just do the work yourself? You know, is it doing it? Yeah. Okay. So if I hit it, it's coming late. Is it coming late or is it coming fast? Let me see. Transition. See, that transition. So if I go this way and I come back. Yeah, I got to wait till I'm almost there and then switch it back. Anyway, maybe I hope I'm in sync. I hope my lips and stuff is in sync, because if it ain't, that'd be fun. I mean, I'll cut this on the talk. I got nothing. I'm just rambling. I'm rambling. One cool thing about this is you can ramble. See, my lip is being weird. My lip is being weird and not weird sometimes. I don't know what it's doing. Keloiding. I don't know if it's swelling up. I don't know what it's doing. I don't know what it's doing. But I don't know. Work 8 hours today. 8 hours Wednesday, 8 hours Thursday, off Friday, Saturday, work Sunday, off Monday, Juneteenth. I got no complaints. I got no complaints. If anything I can complain about, I'm complaining about the fact that I don't want to have time off and be sitting in this house. I want something to do. And there's things out there to do. There's like a Juneteenth celebration. There's stuff going on, but it's just so good to be by myself. I just don't want to be bothered. Oh my God. And that's probably the way to put it. I just don't want to be bothered. I mean, to the point that where I could sit in here with my brownies and my grits and my sausage and my boiled egg and my food and my unsalted potato chips and my Netflix and my Prime Video and my MGM Plus and my toys doing this, just sitting around doing this all the time. You know, it's... I mean, it's not like I've done everything. It's not like I've been here, done there. You know, oh, but it feels like, oh, what else is there? Oh, hey, yeah, see? Been sleeping a lot. Love sleeping. Absolutely love sleeping. Look at me, I'm all drowsy. I just got through eating. And I start working 13 minutes. I feel good, though. I feel good, y'all. I feel good, y'all. I feel good, y'all. I feel good, though. for the most part, I feel good. I'm blah, blah, but in the best way possible. I mean, it's I feel good. I feel good-ish. I feel good-ish. I need to brush my teeth. I'm going to go brush my teeth. Screenshot. So I just took a screenshot. I'm going to take a screenshot of all the shots. So I just toggled through all the cameras and I took a screenshot of all of them. Now I come back to this one. All right. Let's see how this looks. My name is Jeffrey. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. And I know damn well most people would love to have blah, blah, blah. Most people would die for blah, blah, blah. They trade their life in just to have the blah, blah, blah. Haven't I know that? I know I'm spoiled. But I built this. I worked for it. I earned it. I created it. I created this space around me to have this. And now that I have it, I have to deal with it. You know, you have to be careful what you wish for in a certain way. But now that I have it, I have a space around me. And with that space that I have a freedom. But without the freedom, and what freedom means no obligation, and no obligation, that means those minimal social ties, minimal people pulling you this way and that way. And one thing about human beings pulling you this way or that way, it's motivation and it's something to do. That's one thing about human beings that I'm starting to realize, that no matter, I may be a people person, but not a person person, but having, and I use the word having to deal with people may be a benefit to me in this situation. Having to benefit, not, you know, that means not being able to get out of it. You got to deal with them. You know, there's certain situations you just got to deal with and you can't get out of. And that's probably good for me. Then when I finally go do it, I'll say, oh, I had a good time. Oh, I had a really good time. Oh, wow, this was, that was kind of cool. But I should have been doing this before. You know, that was kind of cool. Maybe I should have been, you know, trying this and doing this before. I said, anyhow, swing on.